Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Fadli Qiyami Laylatil Qadri wa Bayani Arjal Layaliha. The chapter on the virtue of the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, and the explanation of its occurrence, of its happening, in other words, which is the most likely night that this Laylatul Qadr falls on. Here this is from amongst the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He didn't let it be known to us that which is the night of Qadr. This is a hidden favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we'll explain why. That if we had to be told exactly which is the night of Qadr, then it would have reduced our exertion, it would have reduced our ibadat in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan. So there are many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't told us. And Him not telling us and not informing us exactly when it is actually a rahmat for this ummah. So this ummah gets a chance to exert themselves more and turn more to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, because we are people that are very lazy. If there isn't something there to motivate us, then we won't do it. Just take a simple example of Jummah Salah, Salat of Jummah. That everyone knows it is a very important Salah. And you'll find all the masjids are full. Wherever you go, every masjid, almost every masjid is full. The crowd is there. And then you find the very next salah, Asr salah, the masjids are again empty. What happened? Just because of our laziness, Allah Ta'ala forgive us and protect us. Either way, both are something, both are compulsory. But because psychologically we've got this, the Jummah I have to perform. So it doesn't matter who it is, he's there for the Jummah salah. But he doesn't have the same thought. Generally, the people don't have the same thought that Asr Salah I have to perform, so therefore the masjid is empty. So therefore you find that certain things are being told to us, certain are not being told to us because of our general lazy nature, that if we're told we'll do something, if we are not given exact when it is, then now there's a possibility that we'll exert ourselves to try and find the benefits that are pointed out in Shariat. So this is one hikmah that is there as far as Laylatul Qadr is concerned. So moving on. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who stands up for worship on the night of Qadr would faith, in other words having iman and in expectation of reward, will have all his past sins forgiven. One of the benefits of standing up in ibadat of Laylatul Qadr, one who stands up for worship on the night of Qadr, would iman, would faith, and expectation of reward, will have his past sins forgiven. This word in Arabic, qama, means actually to stand up. So normally a person would stand up when he's reading salah. However, ulama explains that it also incorporates that a person doing other acts of ibadat on this night, on the night of Qadr. For example, person is being tilawa, he's making zikr, he's making dua. All that will be incorporated under qama. Although literal translation would mean a person that stands up, but all the other ibadah that a person made or makes on this night will be included. The bare minimum, the bare minimum that somebody should do is read his Isha Salah with Jamaat and read his Fajr Salah with Jamaat. It's a pity that such great nights come and the person is not reading his Isha Salah with Jamaat and reading his Fajr Salah with Jamaat. We know the hadith is that a person gets the reward of half the night in ibadat. Person reads his Fajr Salah, his life, he's got the other half. So you take both halves, he's got the whole night in ibadat. But this is the bare minimum. If a person doesn't even get this, then what has he really got as far as great nights are concerned? According to Imam Khattabi, rahmatullah alayh, next phrase, person that is standing up, that he has iman in Allah, faith, and expectation of reward. What is meant by expectation of reward? So according to Imam Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that it means to stand with a happy heart, having conviction of attaining reward and not regarding it as a burden. Oh, now is an odd night, you don't have to stand up and you have to make an ibadat, so hard it is, I can't sleep. He says that the person is happy to do it. I'm happy that I've got opportunity to make ibadat, I got an opportunity to turn and to stand and make dua in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dhikr and to make tilawat. I've got this chance, I've got this opportunity. He's excited and he's happy about it. This is what is meant in expectation. Not that he takes it as a... Another point the ulama take out, look at how many points they take out. One hadith, how many points they take out. So here they take out from this last part of this hadith, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ دَمْبِ, his past sins will be forgiven. Ulama take out this point that it means that minor sins will be forgiven. The reason for this is that major sins are not forgiven except through tawbah. That we find from the ayat of the Quran and other hadith, that big sins that a person commits won't be forgiven except through tawbah. And when it's sins that are, as far as the rights of others are concerned, until we don't correct that. For example, we may have taken or stolen someone's money. Until we don't correct that, we can't expect our sins to be forgiven. If it's rights as far as people are concerned, then he needs to go and correct whatever he has caused, or at least ask the person to forgive him. If the person forgives him, then now that will be forgiven. So that's as far as rights of people are concerned. As far as the rights of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, it's referring to minor sins, major sins, big gunas, that is only forgiven with tawbah. This we get from the ayat of the Quran, or from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, and also from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So another point that ulama take out from this hadith, ulama state that there are two reasons why the hadith has not been qualified with the term minor sins. It's not said specific. It's an understood meaning. Why? Firstly, it is against the dignity of a believer to indulge in major sins. A man is a believer. He believes in Allah Ta'ala. It's against the dignity of a believer to engage in major sins. And if a major sin does occur, a believer will not be at peace and just leave it like that. A true believer, a true person of Iman, immediately he'll make tawbah that I caused it. I made a mistake, oh Allah, forgive me. So he'll make tawbah immediately. So the second reason is whenever a blessed occasion arrives, a person who is hopeful of reward is bound to regret over all his bad deeds. Hence his repentance from major sins is a natural and inevitable action that he will take. Because he is hopeful of good deeds, automatically he is making tawbah for his bad deeds. Therefore specifically, the hadith didn't mention that only minor sins or to the exclusion of major sins. It just said, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, that all a person's past sins will be forgiven. So it's an implied meaning that it's referring to minor sins. We'll continue inshallah on which nights are the nights of Laylatul Qadr. Very, very interesting. There are 50, close to about 50 different opinions regarding which night it is, the night of Qadr, and why, and what is the wisdom, etc., of Allah Ta'ala not letting us know exactly when it is. And it is a favor. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us more, and He wants to give us more. So He, Allah Ta'ala, is making it such that He finds ways and opportunities to get us to turn more into ibadat. Like we don't know exactly which time du'as are answered on a Friday. Allah Ta'ala could have told us that exactly 10 minutes before sunset, for example, or 15 minutes before sunset, your du'as are answered. Then everyone, you'll find every masjid will be full, everywhere people making du'a 15 minutes before sunset. Allah Ta'ala left it such that a certain time on a Friday, your du'as are answered. Why? So that we can make more du'a on Fridays. And then we are told from ulama and from the various ahadith that there are two times on a Friday wherein is a great chance that the du'as are answered. Very, very great chance. One is the time before the Maghrib Salah. So now we don't know for sure, but we know there's a great chance. So it gives us a chance now to sit longer for du'a before Asr, before Maghrib Salah. And the other is from the time the Imam comes out for khutbah right up till the Jummah Salah finishes. In those moments, there is an opportunity to make du'a. Obviously now we don't pick up our hands when the khutbah is on and make du'a, because we have to listen silently to the khatib, the person giving khutbah. We have to listen silently to him. But we can make dua in our hearts, and we can cry out to Allah Ta'ala, whatever a person wants. So these are the two more emphasized times as far as duas are accepted in the day of Jumu'ah. Like that, there are many, many different views. Similarly, with the night of Laylatul Qadr, there are about 50 different views exactly which night. Allah Ta'ala reward our ulama. They made it so easy for us. And especially in this country, you'll find nearly everywhere that there's an encouragement, general encouragement to stay up on the odd nights. People are staying up, people are making ibadat, etc. That's one of the views, of the many views, the stronger views. Therefore, we stay up on the odd nights. So therefore, we must make shukr and thank Allah Ta'ala. It has given us such a great ni'mat in this country where there is that jazba to stand up at night, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Some places you go, there's absolutely no idea that it's even the month of Ramadan. Some places you go, the Muslims are even eating as though it's a normal day, a normal time. So we must make a lot of shukr. And one other thing we learn from this is the thing that helps us to be online and to be on cause is to be in good company. If we are in good company, then to do good things become easier. And if in bad company, in the wrong company, then to do wrong also becomes easy. So therefore we must be very careful who we choose as our company. A true friend is one that will take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a untrue friend, a fake friend, a friend that just appears to be there, but he's just there for the fun, etc. That friend that is taking us towards Jahannam, is taking us towards sin, those friends we must stay very, very far from. Because when the day comes when we will have to stand in front of Allah ta'ala, those friends won't be there to help us. So therefore we must choose our company wisely, choose to be in good environments, choose to be in good places. If Allah ta'ala makes it such, Allah ta'ala gives us more in such a condition, we'll be very, very fortunate to be passing away in the company of the pious, especially a person passing away in the company of the pious in the days that are of extra importance, in the nights of extra importance. How that will happen is when a person in his life, he gave these days extra importance, he gave these nights extra importance, he gave staying in the company of pious people extra importance, he gave deen extra importance, Allah will give him a debt upon deen, Allah will give him a debt upon good days, good nights generally, Allah Ta'ala will give him a good mot. Why? Because he was particular. But the man didn't care who was his company, what he did, how he spent his time, just came, he whiled away. Then he can expect a mot also like that, any place, anyway, anyhow. When the kalima comes out or don't come out, that also there is no guarantee. So therefore we must be very, very careful. Always keep mot in front of us and prepare for that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.